Cage-free goes big time. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. McDonald's buys 2 billion eggs a year. That is a huge number. If you laid 2 billion eggs end-to-end, you would be a chicken and pretty much have a guaranteed job for life at McDonald's. But now, after years of pressure from animal rights activists, McDonald's has announced that by 2025, it will only use eggs from cage-free hens. Now, I'm pretty sure animal activists don't eat at McDonald's, but they want to make sure that the rest of us can feel better about breakfast. And in fact, the article on the Wall Street Journal website had me thinking seriously about a delicious cage-free McMuffin as I clicked on their report about cage-free hens.
Cage-free hens might act more like normal birds, but they're also more likely to get pecked to death by other hens.
Pecked to death?
Yes, more hens die from pecking and cannibalism.
Whoa. This reminds me of McDonald's full disclosure campaign a while back about McNuggets. Remember that one?
This is the only part of the chicken that goes into the chicken McNugget.
Absolutely.
No beaks.
No beaks.
No feet.
No feet.
Please, I just came in for something to eat. Fortunately, the activists didn't force McDonald's to take the next step, which would be locally sourced free-range chickens where they roam around a pasture in the back of the restaurant, then one of them hops on the grill and lays the egg directly on your muffin. By the way, don't eat your nuggets in front of the free-range chicken. It's considered rude. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.